Holy and gracious God, your steadfast love is our foundation. You uphold your people, and we will ever sing your praise. As we gather here this morning, we celebrate your goodness and your provisions for us all. But we do confess that we do not always wait patiently for you, Lord. We get caught in the world, in our human desires, in our impatience for the peace of your kingdom. Forgive us. Forgive us the doubts and the fears that hold us back when you are drawing us nearer to you. Your Son has shown us what is right, what is just, what is good. Grant to us the Spirit to think on these things, and give us the faith to step out of our hesitancy to do your will. Help us to keep our lives in you, to stand boldly in your light. As we come together, may we taste the gift of unity and delight in your will for us. Open our hearts that we may hear your word as Polly speaks to us from your inspiration. Bless Sabrina and Celette as they draw near to you through baptism and proclaim your presence in their lives. We are all your children, Lord, and praise you for your faithfulness to us. All these things we raise to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one mighty and loving God, now and forever. Amen. We have two scripture readings this morning, and the first comes to us from the Old Testament, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5, verse 1, and then verses 10 through 14. It is found on page 262 of the Old Testament section of our Bible. So towards the beginning of the Bible on page 262 from 2 Kings, the healing of Naaman. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though he was a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Skipping over to verse 10. Elisha sent a message to him, saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the water of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So Naaman went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, Elisha. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. The word of the Lord. Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the book of Matthew. From Matthew 3, verses 1 and 2, and then verses 5 through 6. This is found on page 2 of the New Testament section of the Bible. So for our visitors, the New Testament section is more towards the back and has its own page numbers. So on page 2, Matthew 3, 1 and 2, and then 5 through 6. The proclamation of John the Baptist. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke. Then the people of Jerusalem and all of Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.